إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, today is Jumu'ah and I am sitting here in Leeds looking out on a beautiful English summer morning. It's not as bright as one would like it to be, but it's still very, very green and very beautiful. We've been having a couple of days of rain, and that's why it's the sky is still overcast. But every aspect of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation has its own beauty. An overcast sky has a different kind of beauty. The lighting is more muted, and then when the sun comes out, everything brightens. So each thing has its own amazing beauty that there is, and which enables us to reflect on the glory and magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to recognize it and to fall in sujood, in shukr, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the abilities to be able to, and the senses to be able to see and to feel and to experience the glory and majesty of His creation in so many ways. I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gave me this opportunity to be here on Jumu'ah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said there is a sa'a in this Jumu'ah, when the slave asks anything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept it. And I remind myself and you, let us search for that sa'a. Let us spend the whole of Jumu'ah in a state of ibadah, in a state of zikr. No matter whatever we are doing, consciously focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Constantly make du'as, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts those du'as in that time. And in the hikmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He didn't tell us exactly what time it is, to enable us to get more and more hasanat and more good deeds by constantly being aware of Him and conscious of Him and constantly being focused on Him throughout the whole day. So let us do that. Let us not deprive ourselves of that beautiful moment when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept our du'as, and let us accept all our du'as. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to find that sa'a today, and to find that sa'a in every Jumu'ah when we are alive, and to enable us to spend every Jumu'ah, the whole of Jumu'ah, in consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not forgetful of Him at all, in zikr, in shukr, and in making du'as. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all your du'as. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all the du'as of all those who asked others to make du'a for them. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to alleviate the suffering of anyone who is suffering. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cure the sickness of anyone who is sick. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pay the debts of anyone who is in debt. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove the stress and the fear from the hearts and the lives of anyone who is under fear and stress. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill your lives with His Noor, with His blessing, with His peace, with harmony. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open your hearts to the glory and majesty of Himself. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open your hearts to your brothers and sisters in Islam, and to your brothers and sisters who are not in Islam, so that your hearts become big and they are able to accommodate people in them, and they are full of forgiveness. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill your hearts with forgiveness, and to forgive you for that reason, that you are able to forgive other people. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open your hearts to the love of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that you follow and fulfill the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because without the fulfillment of the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is no success in this world or the next. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to understand this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be obeyed and to be followed. He did not send His Nabi to be obeyed selectively and to be followed selectively. He did not send His Nabi to be disobeyed and not to be followed. He sent Him to be obeyed and to be followed. And therefore, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our hearts to following every sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to feel a sense of haya and shame when we go against the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How can a man shave his beard without a feeling of shame when he knows that he is going against the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How shameless we have become. How completely lacking in haya we have become. How completely compromised our integrity has become, that we can actually stand in front of a mirror look at ourselves in the face and take away the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam from our faces. What a shameful action. What a completely and totally shameful action. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from the shame of shaming ourselves. And see, my brothers and sisters, when you decide to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you decide to go against the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shames you with your own hand, because you are shaming yourself. Allah shames you with your own hand. La hawla quwwata illa billah. I hope somebody somewhere has some sense to understand these things. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. So please, seriously, get a sense of haya into yourself. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, therefore, and my dua is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens your heart to the beauty and majesty and noor and blessing of obedience to his Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. People have filled our hearts with nonsense that if we look like Muslims, that we will be persecuted. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. I thank my Rabb, I glorify my Rabb. I just came through immigration here in the UK 2 days ago. My wife, alhamdulillah, is in hijab, and I've got a beard down to my ankles. Alhamdulillah, when we came through the immigration, it took us 2 minutes. It took us 2 minutes. And I'm saying 2 minutes, I don't think it actually took 2 minutes even by the clock. I mean, seriously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who puts izzah in the hearts of people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who puts rahmah in the hearts of people. We want to fear Allah. We don't want to fear anybody else. We are following our religion. Nobody has any objection to that. Wallahi. Seriously, my brothers and sisters, get all this absolute shaitani nonsense that has been filled, that your hearts and heads have been filled with. Eject it. Remove it. Remove it. Completely flush your tanks and clean your hearts and clean your minds from the shaitani nonsense that has been filled in your mind, that somehow if you walk and talk and look like Muslims, that you would be persecuted. Think about it, it's the exact opposite. If you don't do that, if you are a Muslim and you go against your religion, then the angels, the malaika will curse you. The makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will curse you, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that this is a person I dislike. You don't want to be in that list, believe me. You do not want to be in that list where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces his dislike for you. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open your hearts, to open your heart to his glory and his majesty, so that you walk on the earth like you should walk on this earth, with humility but with confidence, with humility but with grace. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you the pride and confidence in your religion, not arrogance. Pride and confidence in your religion, because we have the most beautiful religion, because it's a religion which comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to allow you to compromise the integrity of this religion in any way whatsoever, whether it's in your personal practice of it, or whether it's in how you present it to the world. Today we have reached a stage where the way we present religion itself is a compromise of the religion. Where we, again, shaitan has filled our heads with the wrong focus. We go into the field of da'wah, and our focus is to get a head count. How many people come to my conference? How many people come to my majlis? How many people come to my lecture? I must attract more and more people. And if they don't come in legitimate ways, then I will legitimize illegitimate things. I will permit that which is not permissible. I will have some song and dance. I will create a nautanki. I will have a performer in order to attract people, and then I quietly slip in Islam in this. Where is this? Where did you learn this from? Which shaitan taught you this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's religion is to be propagated in the way of his Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tell me, in the propagation of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's message, who were the performers among the Sahaba? Who were the teachers and who were the performers? Where did you get this concept from, that you must have some notanki going on, where you must have some drums and dance and drama going on in order to attract people to Islam? La hawla la quwwata illa billah. Your job is to present the religion with complete and total integrity in the most beautiful manner. Focus on yourself. Focus on your own akhlaq. Focus on how you communicate, what you say, how you say it. Focus on the smile on your face. Do it in a most beautiful manner and leave it at that. How many people come is not your problem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Ibrahim alayhi salam to call the adhan. Ibrahim alayhi salam said, "Ya Allah, this is in the middle of nowhere. There's nobody here. Who will come if I call the adhan?" Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "You call the adhan, I will send the people." And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then sent the people, and they come on lean camels through deep valleys. My brothers and sisters, that is not your job. To attract people is not your job. Please understand, your job is to present the religion with complete and total integrity, as it is, without compromise, without any kind of give and take. You are saying what you have been tasked to say. And if you cannot say that, if you are hesitant about that, if you are frightened about that, then the best thing for you is not to say anything. The best thing for you is focus on your own practice of religion and practice it. Don't worry about anybody else. If you can't do it with integrity, don't do it. But don't compromise the integrity. Don't take shortcuts. Don't legitimize that which is not correct. Don't do things which make the propagation of Islam into a matter of, if people look at it, they laugh at it. Don't take from the ways of other people. Don't take from the Christian evangelicals. Don't take from the motivational speakers. Don't take from this and that. Take from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Take from Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the way, and that is the only right way. If you are preaching Islam, if you are giving da'wah in the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and nobody comes to you, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. It is very good, alhamdulillah. Allah has saved you from misguiding anybody. Do the work to the best of your ability without compromise. If you can't do it, don't do it. But don't fall into the trap of compromising for the sake of this and that. So I make this dua to you, and I make this dua for you and myself, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the courage and confidence to present this Islam as close as possible to the way in which Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam presented Islam. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our hearts to this. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the confidence to reject anyone and any message that comes which goes against the propagation of Islam in a way which is different from the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to preach this deen in the way of the Anbiya, which is that they preach this deen without taking money for it. Taking money for the preaching of Islam is not from the way of the Anbiya alayhimus salam. There are any number of ayat, there are more than 9 ayat in the Quran which say specifically, they do not ask ajr from you. My Anbiya do not ask ajr from you, and you and I, we ask ajr from the people. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajun. So practice Islam with complete and total integrity, especially if you are in the work of da'wah. Do it in the way of the Anbiya. If you want the barakah for that, and if you want your du'as to be accepted like the du'as of the Anbiya were accepted. And if you don't want that's your choice. So please, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our hearts to this, to enable us to preach this Islam, to preach this deen in the way of the Anbiya, in the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then to fill our lives with the barakah of that, and to open the hearts of those we speak to. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you the pillars of guidance, to make you beacons of guidance for all those who come into contact with you. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide all those you speak to. I ask Allah to guide all those who listen to you. I ask Allah to guide all those who look at you. I ask Allah to guide all those who walk on the path after you have passed. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabi ajmain. Bi rahmatika rahman rahim.